Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
59-yard attempt. He's 7 out of 8 this year from beyond 50. Just superb. From 59, Boswell.
How good is he?
He is outstanding. 3 on the board for the Steelers. They throws, and it's incomplete. Porter again denies the entry pass to St. Brown, and the Steelers take over on downs.
What coverage by Pittsburgh, not falling for the play fake. And Goff tries to make something work, but no.
Lions go to the end zone and caught! What a catch! Tesla somehow held on to it. Rodgers off his back foot, throws it down the way, and a flag's coming out on Anzalone. And look at Gainwell. Gainwell thinks he has a touchdown.
I don't think he was touched. I think this might be a touchdown, Jim.
I mean, Gainwell thinks he has it.
I'm not joking. It looked like I was like, no, he's probably not. I'm like, wait a sec. Where his momentum was going.
3rd and 8, low snap. Goff picks it up. In trouble, he's sacked for the safety. Duggar delivers the 2-point play. Toss to Warren. Found a little opening, and away he goes. Jalen Warren with the touchdown. Ball, 10-5. Touchdown, Lions. What a 4th down play. Warren. Corey ripped off one long run. He's got another one. No one's going to get to him. Gibbs flanking the quarterback. Over to Gibbs. He's wide open. Easy touchdown. Lions are in. Can they pull it off with the season in the balance? Goff fires at the one. He didn't get across, but there are flags down. Ball ends up in the hand. Goff, he goes across. Did they have a whistle first?
Ruling on the field is a touchdown, however.
Oh, my God.
Number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
Wow.
There is no touchdown.
Whoa!
Chargers!
We're from the town with that great football team.
Come on, Bob.
We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Come on, Limits.
Chuck Knob and all his friends are all on their feet.
Da, 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 da.
Go out against the Steelers.
Franco and Lee.
What about Scotty Miller?
It's been many years in coming. Just keep the Steeler machinery humming.
This better have a line about Dylan Cook in it now, Bob.
Dylan Cook, Scotty Miller,
Kyle Duggar, Adam Thielen,
Marquez Valdez Scantling. Let's not stop there, Logan Lee. No, he didn't play.
Welcome to Pomp and Joe and Limits. Bob, it's a day to be happy. Man, I still can't get over good old Carl Sheffers. As if he was on Impractical Jokers, burying the lead with the call as millions waited for it, Bob. He says the ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Touchdown. However, the crowd goes nuts.
However, pass interference number 14 on the offense. Game is over. Drive home safely. Can you believe that guy? I compared it yesterday to imagine if the Immaculate Reception went to a review and good old Carl Sheffers was on the review limits. He would have said something like, the Steelers scored a touchdown on the play and won the game. I mean, they would have won the game if the touchdown had counted. The ruling on the field is a Steeler player touched the ball and the catch was made. No touchdown. History is altered forever. Sorry, everybody. Drive home safely. This is Carl Sheffers. That was unbelievable, Bob, that he buried that.
I mean, that's when I heard it first said touchdown, I said, they're doomed. That's it. They're going to allow that play to exist. I never heard a whistle.
What about the one before that when it looked like
St. Brown scored?
And then if you're watching on TV, maybe if you're at the game, you see a discussion or a flag. I was starting to think ahead to Boswell, weren't you? Like,
yes.
How long can he kick a field goal here? 65?
Is there time left to get in position for him to attempt a 70-yarder? Yeah.
And all of a sudden, in comes the flag. Bob, I'm about to say something that I haven't said in a long time. What is Limits doing, and why is he in our room again? Oh, it's the glare on your head
or
on my head, right?
Yes. Thank you very much, Austin. You're always looking. You're always
Thank
looking
you, Limits.
Out for
what
us.
A wonderful man, and
that.
I have a Christmas
working
gift here for you.
Joe.
Yeah, we're going to open these by the end of the segment because Bob's leaving early again.
Wait a minute. You have an early dismissal last week. I heard.
I know. It was later dismissal than you. Yours is at 11 o'clock today, which makes everybody sad. This whole season, and Steeler football in general, has been couched into win a playoff game, and this will be a successful year. Same as last year, the year, just please just win a play, even be competitive in one, come close to winning one, but win one, and then we'll all define that as a success. Bob, what I haven't heard much was the Steelers mentioned with this little phrase, and I'm sure you've heard of it, because the guy in the song just sang about it, Super Bowl. I think that this team is capable of getting to the Super Bowl. I really do.
Well, Limits? It's a wide open AFC.
It is a wide open AFC. I truly believe that. Ben said yesterday was going to, you know, sort of be the litmus test for him. Pat Freiermuth called it a statement game. Listen, the games happen. I don't give a crap if I was wrong 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. Who cares? So was everybody else locally. Nationally, you, me, him, everybody who calls the show, Dan Orlovsky and Colin Cowherd and Mike Greenberg and every single person. I heard one human being after that Bills debacle say that the Steelers would bounce back at least 1 week, and that was Kyle Brandt saying they're going to come back and beat Baltimore. There was zero humans on the face of this planet who thought that the Steelers would bounce back and win three in a row and look like, yes, a Super Bowl contender. Am I predicting it? Not quite yet, Bob. But this is the first time in a long time that I look at that team and say, I could actually see them in the Super Bowl. Bob?
Well, the number one reason for that, more than anything else, is Aaron Rodgers, in my view. He gives them a credibility quarterback that they haven't had since Roethlisberger left. He gives them a guy who can use his mind to get other teams in trouble when it comes to too many men on the field. He knows when to rush a play because a review may be coming, and the Steelers actually should have done that after Darnell Washington, except they tried to substitute, and it killed that attempt. He's smart. He knows how to throw the ball. And, Joe, he's using some real estate was only reserved for, you know, big high rollers, and that's the middle of the field. That's where you win football games. And I think all of us have been clamoring for more action in the middle of the field. He knows how to get it there. He's not afraid to get it there. Off his back feet, he'll throw it there. He'll put it on target. All these things that a quarterback does, and all you have to do in those three games, if you doubt that he's the most important, is look at what they've done. Five touchdowns, no interceptions. He protects the ball. That's been his history. He doesn't turn it over. How about an 80% completion percentage against some very good teams? And he had to do it again yesterday. Just elite quarterback play. And it starts there with me.
Yeah.
Everything else falls into place. They got a good running attack. They have some guys who can make plays on the outside. Not as many as I would like. They have a defense that proved yesterday in the first three quarters that even without its two of its best players, they're still a high-end defense when they play the way they're capable. So, yeah, they have every aspect that you would want for a team that's heading down the stretch. And the most important thing is they're winning down the stretch. Unlike last year, where they went through five losses in a row, and you can tell it was spiraling out of control.
Yeah, the quarterback is the main reason, and he's on a heater. He is playing really well, but that starts, in my opinion, with his offensive line, which has been surprising. Mm-hmm. And then the defense yesterday.
By the way, you got to give a little love to Arthur Smith. I thought he called a hell of a game
yesterday. So did I. I haven't shown Arthur Smith a lot of love, but he kept them way off balance.
Oh.
Right after the Lions scored touchdowns late in the game, first play, you know, they're all geeked up, Bob, ready to make a play. The crowd's going crazy. Both times he called the old jet sweep, whatever you want to call it, reverse.
Right.
One to Jonnu, was one to Gainwell, I think.
I think Gainwell, yes.
And totally caught them off balance both times. Did something special there out of the Pittsburgh plunge play and generally had them off balance. A lot of that's the quarterback, too. But the defense in some ways was special in this game. And then the Lions got going, and that's the number one offense in the NFL scoring. So they got going. The defense got you a safety that essentially kept the game from going to overtime, held the highest scoring team in the league to a touchdown under its average, and put up a few numbers, and I haven't said this often, and maybe I should quote Juan Thornhill here. These are numbers that the Steel Curtain would be proud of. Jahmyr Gibbs, who's great.
Incredible.
Had 2 yards on 7 carries. 2 yards.
Think about that.
On 7 carries.
He had 1,100 yards coming into the season.
Their whole team, which is a great rushing team, had 15 yards on 12 carries. There is something to the Derek Harmon factor. And Y.A. Black. Both those guys make a huge difference, even when he's given, maybe especially when he's given the other team the finger, Bob. And yes, the Lions came back and scored. And listen, like so many moments and situations in sports history, and it's almost silly in a way. For me, I think of the Scott Norwood field goal. As that ball is in the air, if it goes 3 feet to the left and through the uprights, then every narrative from both franchises' history is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Detroit is on at the Steelers' goal line. If they score there, and it looked like they might have twice, although I thought certainly the second one was a good call and the first one was debatable, whatever. If they score there, then it's one of the great meltdowns of the Mike Tomlin era. One of the great meltdowns. What did he be? 103-0-1 and something.
103-0-1.
When they're leading by 11 in the last five. Some score where they've never blown a lead like that ever. So the difference on those calls, on those plays, on that stand was one of the great meltdowns of the Tomlin era or one of the wildest wins of the Tomlin era and the defining game of this season. So again, I don't want to get too crazy about it, Bob. And I think I might have come on here and said this, even if they lose, is that I was highly encouraged by so many things. That defense stinks, but you still go in there and drop almost 500 yards. And what they did to that running game was eye-opening.
It really was. And it shows you they're capable of stopping the best in the business. They did it to the Colts with Jonathan Taylor. They did it to the Bears. Now, they've also given up
Achan.
A ton.
They did it to Achan, too.
They've given up 200 yards to the Bills and the Ravens in back-to-back games. So
yes,
there are holes
have.
There, and things can go differently depending on scheme. But, yes, I give them more credit for just having a lot of heart yesterday and gutting that one out and how they did it. If you stop a run game, the one thing that Detroit was really good at, number two in the NFL coming into this game in play action, down the field success. When you take away the play in the play action, which is the run game, it makes it a lot easier. They put up pressure in the middle. They knew they were going to have some issues there because the Lions were without one of their best players at center. They had a lot of other things going on. I couldn't believe how unblocked at times Highsmith and Sawyer were on the outside.
It was unreal with Highsmith. Yes.
And then Duggar, who played all 74 snaps.
Yeah.
Again, a guy like that they bring in from New England, and he plays all 74 snaps. He came on a delayed blitz, it looked like, unsuspecting was Goff, and he gets a safety, which was a huge play considering they had just fumbled after replay on their own one-yard line.
Right.
You could have been deflated there. That could have changed the game the other way. Instead, they changed it back.
Yeah.
So,
and I still can't believe that the Patriots gave a team that they could play. Obviously, they're in the AFC, and both were playoff contenders. That player at a position of desperate need. What are you doing? And I'm sold on him. I went back and forth early. You're right. He played every snap, had a sack, tackle for loss, the safety, quarterback hit, led the team, I think I just said, with six solo tackles. He was great in the game. And Highsmith is a beast. Another guy I'm sold on, Joey Porter Jr. He's played well enough, long enough for now, where he's starting to look like what he promised he would be. And good for him. Jack Sawyer, in his first start, you know, at times there were a couple moments, but that's going to happen to the best linebackers against that offense. For the most part, he acquitted himself really well. And like I said, the two young guys up front combined with Cam, who's been unbelievable.
Really, yeah.
He is a physical marvel at his age with what he's been through how many starts in his career, Bob? Easily 100 plus.
15 years of doing this.
I don't know how he does it.
He was pushing guys around all over the place.
It's unreal. And those guys, by the way, have taken a page out of his book. You'll look up after a 15 or 25-yard play down the field, and here comes Y.A. Black or Derek Harmon chasing the play down like prime Cam Hayward. And he's still doing it, by the way, as Hayward. But let's not bury the lead like Carl Sheffers did. I, for the first time in a long, long, long time, look at the Steelers and can envision them in the Super Bowl, contending for the Super Bowl. Have I lost my mind? Bob, you already had them doing this. You picked them to go to the AFC title game, which is by definition contending for the Super Bowl. Where are you limits? Have I lost my mind here?
No. And Joe, I don't know if I want to say Super Bowl yet, but I'm saying playoff win, and I'm saying playoff wins.
Hold on. I'm not predicting it.
Well, if you're saying wins, you're saying what I'm saying, and they went to the AFC championship.
I'm not predicting it
so
yet. What I'm saying is I can very easily envision them going to the Super Bowl for the first time in a long time. We'll see about the prediction part of it. I'm just happy to get to this point. I'm happy for Mike Tomlin. I've said many times I wish and want Mike Tomlin to win. He's an unbelievable representative of the city. That was the opening line when I said after last year's Ravens playoff loss for the first time that I thought he should be fired. I think he's a great rep for the city and also a good football coach. Unfortunately, he hasn't been a great coach in a long, long time. And I realized that he got the 19th consecutive year of non-losing. To me, the streak that easily usurps that is going on a decade without coming close to winning a playoff game. So here we are. Credit to him for bouncing back from rock bottom, and credit to them. But anyway, go ahead.
So I said last week that this was going to be the litmus test for me. That the winning against the Ravens was good. Of course, it's good to win the game before that as well, the way that they did, whatever. But if they could go into Detroit against the number one offense in football, against a team that was desperate, backs against the wall, that hadn't lost back-to-back games since 2022, that I would change my opinion. And they held the Lions to negative 3 yards in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And they looked solid defensively for three quarters, where then the Lions were just playing catch up. And Aaron Rodgers has exceeded all of our expectations. This is why I wanted Aaron in the offseason. I didn't think it would be this good, but the way that he is able to command this offense, I don't think that there's any other quarterback in the AFC playoff picture that I would want other than Josh Allen, and you know how much I love Justin Herbert, than Aaron Rodgers. Unless they're playing Josh Allen, I'm picking Aaron Rodgers against anyone else at this point because I don't know what I'm getting from other teams.
Support what Austin just said here, too. Coming into this game, and now adding to this game, we're going with heading into Week 17. If you had told anyone at the beginning of the season that Aaron Rodgers would have closing in on 3,000 passing yards, more than any quarterback in the North, if you had told them he'd have 24 touchdown passes, six more than anyone else in the AFC North quarterbacks, Burrow, you're talking about Jackson, even Flacco got thrown in there.
Dylan Gabriel.
But my point is, of all those people you could have chosen, would Aaron Rodgers have been your pick?
No.
And they said, well, injuries. And I thought that would be a factor too. Well, guess who's gotten injured? Burrow has gotten injured, missed the majority of the season. Lamar Jackson's been injured. He hasn't played. I mean, it's crazy how it works, which is why you always have to play the game, which is why it's difficult to make picks, because you just don't know how things are going to go. Kansas City's out, to your point. Can they win the AFC? Sure they can. When you look at what's left, Jacksonville went into Denver and beat them yesterday. No one saw that coming, and it really legitimized Jacksonville and their hopes.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Texans, are they good? Yes, they won, but they don't. They have a sporadic offense. They could be had.
Very,
they have a very
sporadic
good defense.
Yes.
So is there a path to get to the Super Bowl? Sure there is. And I would say that for a lot of teams, not just the Steelers. So that's where we are in a very mangled AFC.
A mangled AFC where the Steelers could actually play multiple home playoff games.
Yes.
Because some of those wild card teams are going to be better than some of the division winners, I think.
Although New England shows quite a bit.
Yeah, they did, but they're really, really banged up. And here's the other thing. There's a new team on the horizon. Whenever we've pitched the topic of who would you like to play in the playoffs, it's always been, all right, it'll probably be Buffalo, Jacksonville, Houston, or the Chargers. Here's a team that I've actually been a fan of, but not so much coming here on the road and not so much with what I saw yesterday. I think if the Denver Broncos came to Pittsburgh for a wild card weekend game, the Steelers would smash them here.
Smash.
I wouldn't like them in Denver. I think here they would smash them up the way the Chargers did yesterday. And you watch that Packers game the week before, Jordan Love did whatever he wanted against the Broncos defense, and then injuries started to happen left and right. That Broncos defense is overrated, and I'd love
You've been on their bandwagon for most of the year.
I have, and then I watched them play. Unfortunately, games changed my opinion.
Well, Jacksonville can score.
Right. Like, I thought that, for instance, the Ravens would go to the Super Bowl this year like tons of other people.
Yeah, so did I.
And probably, I'd say 60% of our listening audience, I bet you picked either the Lions or the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl this year. But then the games happened, and it changed my mind. I thought the Steelers were pretty darn bad 3 weeks ago, just like the rest of America. And then three games have happened. So guess what? I've changed my mind, like you, like him, like 99% of our listeners, like 99% of people watching football in America. This is what happens when the games happen. What else could possibly change our mind than what happens on the field? So I'm happy to say for today that when I look at this team, I really don't see anybody in the AFC they couldn't beat. Like past years, you couldn't even envision it. They're going into Kansas City for a wild card game. That's a loss. That game's already done.
For most teams, it was going to be a loss. Always has been.
Yeah, but a lot of teams were competitive there, including Cleveland.
But trying to win in Kansas City has been difficult.
No doubt. It was impossible to envision. This year, suddenly, amazingly, and happily, I can envision it, Bob. I can see it. I can see it happening before my very eyes. And here's the real good news. Here's the real good news, Bob, and you know this. Usually bad news sells, right? You know that from the news business. You've been in it a long time.
If it bleeds, it leads.
There you go. Metaphorically, the same is true for sports. These lines light up like Malzy at a craft beer house when the Steelers melt down. But I was told by our boss when I got in today that the numbers were off the charts this morning and likely still are. And I think people just want to be happy and want to celebrate wins. And the Steelers forced you into the space you were in 3 weeks ago, pretty much, by living in a land of high-end mediocrity for year after year after year after year after year after year after year. And you got sick of it. You had a right to be sick of it. And now they've earned a different response. They've earned it. Good for them. Give them a different response. I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think they deserve it. And I think Mike Tomlin deserves a lot of credit, too. As I said about Arthur Smith and play calling yesterday, I thought was his best game of the year. Tomlin gets to 200 wins, regular and post. There's a lot to like about it. And you can understand why some of these players really like playing for him, even though there are incidents, like we saw yesterday in a couple of occasions, that still go on. But I think this team is starting to feel it. Again, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. It all starts with the elite quarterback play, and that's what he's giving, that
for sure.
Elite quarterback play. It's hard to get. When you get it, you're a different team. Look at the teams that don't have it. Look at how they struggle. Look at what happens when they lose their best player. Right now, and we went through this over and down and over again and up, down, Aaron Rodgers, does he come back for more? A lot of people didn't think that was going to be possible, nor would they want it. Now, all of a sudden, people are going to be clamoring for him to return.
Right?
And I wonder if he wants to.
I bet you he does at this point.
The same as it's looked.
And by the way, if somebody calls in and says, yeah, let's see them finish the job, you've earned that right too. Believe me. We've seen trips to Cleveland.
One's coming up this week.
Yeah, I know that Tomlin had a little, it sounded like a barb for Brooke Pryor. Did you hear that in the hallway, Bob?
I couldn't understand what he was saying or what I didn't understand.
That's why I was confident, Brooke, but he said it, you know. It wasn't an interview. It sounded like, you know, you should have known better. And to his credit, when he was asked that question 3 weeks ago in the aftermath of the Buffalo game, he said,
keep watching.
He gets the credit there, but I would be very careful if I was him and his players based on how this season and all the recent ones have played out of dishing out I told you so's before they finish the job. So if we get a caller who says, I still don't believe in them, let's see him win in Cleveland, I hear you.
Seven-shot football, living life. That's what gives me confidence, Brooke.
So seven shots football.
I actually like that.
He's going back all the way to the training camp and seven shots that they do up there in Latrobe.
I actually like that the more I hear it. That's what gives me confidence,
Brooke. Apparently Brooke asked something about losing your confidence.
No, she asked him 3 weeks ago, what gives you confidence that this will turn around or whatever, right?
Okay.
And
well, he has a long memory,
said,
too.
Keep watching.
Yeah. That's what gives me confidence, Brooke.
I like that and finish the job. Because that's what they've been unable to do. So, you know, I welcome those calls, too, believe me.
No, there's no question about it. I'm sure they're having a lot of different kind of calls down in Baltimore, Maryland this morning.
Oh, my God.
Where their team, somehow, despite, even though he was the big star of the game, Derrick Henry was captured and missing in action for the rest of the game.
I was just dumbfounded with John Harbaugh and what in their offensive coordinator and what in the world are you thinking?
Especially with no Lamar Jackson.
You just scored. It's time to finish the game. And Michael Jordan's on the bench? He just had a rampage where he scored 20 points in 2 minutes. Yeah, let's bench him for our next possession just because. It's one of the most unbelievable things I've seen recently in sports. I was dumbfounded. Derrick Henry, in case you missed it last night, was having a great game. And when the Ravens went up 24-13, I think it was.
Yes, by 11 in the fourth quarter.
They gave it to him, and he tore through New England's defense. So then New England scores. Baltimore comes back on the field with a chance to shut things down, and guess who's watching with a jacket on the bench, perfectly healthy? It's actually a fireable offense there. It is.
And Harbaugh was asked about it. He said, yeah, he should have been on the field.
Okay.
So if he should have been on the field, then whose responsibility is it? You're the head coach.
But it's not the first time it's happened either.
I understand.
You talk about outsmarting yourselves. It's just crazy. So here we are today, Bob. 412-928-9370. The phone lines are lighting up like Pony at the Carrier Dome. Like who else?
Malsy at a craft beer house.
Crowley at Mountaineer Field.
Yes.
Harry Callis.
On a karaoke stage.
Exactly. Yes. And I'm heartened by that, Bob. I'm heartened that all the numbers, audio, YouTube, everything, were skyrocketing like never before for the morning show. Let's have a fun, enjoyable day.
And that's why I always talk about the entertainment value of these games. Now, some of it may get to the point where it tests your blood pressure and you may have to go on more medication. But that's why all of these games are important to watch. You never know what you're going to see. Yesterday was one of the most unusual things I think I've ever seen in how this game ended. And you would think after all these years, you would have seen something similar. Not really.
The Ravens game 2 weeks ago was pretty darn crazy.
Exactly. So now here they are. They need one win, basically, or one Ravens loss.
Yeah.
And they may find out, Joe, on Saturday night, so that I wonder what they do in Cleveland, but they're going to prepare for this game as if they need to win it.
Well, let's talk about that and many other things. The Metcalf punch, the TJ Watt situation, hand out some game balls. When I think of entertainment, I don't remember too many regular season games that were wilder or more entertaining than that. You had one of the greatest touchdown catches in the history of the franchise. Absolutely. With Kenneth Gainwell. That was ridiculous, Bob.
Oh, yeah, I've looked at him as the MVP, even though I said what I said about Rodgers, who I think is the most valuable. But Kenneth Gainwell, out of nowhere, has been maybe their most important player.
It's unreal. Think about that catch. No. He had already fallen and was somehow like tumbling forward still. I used to make those catches in the living room, throwing the little Nerf ball to myself. I don't think it's possible in an NFL game. And he did. And it was, by the way, an unbelievable throw by Rodgers, who was getting hit below the knee, which should be a penalty in the NFL. And off balance, falling back, gave that play a chance to happen. And it also happened 2 seconds after, and this was really good on CBS's part, they showed the miracle Hail Mary by Rodgers in Detroit all those years ago. So then what happens 2 seconds later? Another miraculous touchdown, this one by Gainwell. And then all the stuff that happened. You had 3 45-yard touchdowns for the Steelers. You had the Lions turning into the Lions in that fourth quarter. And I agree with Tomlin when he was asked, what happened? What happened in the fourth? He said, basically, it was the damn Lions. Yes, eventually that team's going to do something to you. They were making great plays. Goff was spectacular in the fourth quarter. Rodgers was great in the fourth quarter. Drama everywhere. And I think the officials mostly got it right, Bob. Like the second last interference call in the end zone, it actually looked like Joey Porter made a smart play. I'm wondering, and I didn't see him quoted, if he saw he was going to be beat and sort of nudged the receiver into, I think it was Duggar.
Yeah. In other words,
was
sell
it Duggar?
It. Make it sell it, yeah.
Yeah. I think right. That might have happened. And you probably
good for him.
You probably could have let that go, but it was also a call that you can make. You know, Mount Washington
that
got called earlier
standard.
In the game.
When Darnell Washington gets called for that, that set the standard of what they were going to do.
I didn't see the officiating yesterday like as anything egregious, and I would tell you if it was the other way around, because you know my thoughts about the Ravens game a few weeks ago, especially on the roughing the snapper crap, and even the Rodgers play from that game that a lot of people disagreed on. I'm not just going to say that because the Steelers won. I actually thought that in the end, the guys on the field and the guys in the sky and in New York or wherever else they review these things, I think they mostly got it right, don't you?
Yes, and I think the only thing that was concerning was how long it was taking for them to figure this out. They were looking at each other like, what are we doing here?
But that's okay
but
if you get it right.
But they're also listening, and that's what I said. When they instituted replay assist, you can do that. You listen. I think sometimes replay assist will force them to throw a flag that they don't originally throw. And because they come in so late sometimes, I'm wondering what they're looking at, and maybe it's just a shot from New York. That's a flag.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But they got it right, because what I didn't understand, though, I thought there was a whistle, but I went back and looked at it a whole bunch, and I could not hear a whistle. Cam Hayward said he heard a whistle.
On the last play,
when
Goff got
like
the pitch?
When the forward progress had been to St. Brown. To
get and then he pitched it to Goff.
Yeah,
who
but
scored.
I mean, he was driven backwards. Normally, that's okay.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Blown dead.
Yeah.
But they said no, and they called it a touchdown. Now, it didn't matter, but my point is, isn't that normally how forward progress is determined and the whistle blows and you can't do
then anything? We would have had a hell of a conversation.
Oh, if they would have won the game because of that.
It would have been
because everyone
top
was
five.
Standing around. It was like, okay, the play's over, isn't it?
Yes. It would have been a top whistle? Five most ridiculous, incredible ending in the history of the league.
Did you hear a whistle?
You know what? I wasn't even paying attention to when the whistle got there. I was focused on Carl Sheffers telling everybody they won the game. Whoops, no, they didn't. Sorry. Game over. That was incredible, Bob.
It really was. I mean, it was fascinating. I'd be anxious to see the ratings on this from a television point of view.
This is why we watch football.
You know, the game that they had on Thanksgiving was the highest rated game they've ever had, CBS, in that time slot.
Yeah.
This will eclipse that, I bet.
This is why we lift all them weights.
Exactly.
Bob, you're out at 11. That's really disappointing today.
I'm sorry.
I know
previous
you have,
commitment, but I
know
everyone know that. So
you have a previous commitment, but that means our gift exchange is next. Of course, you're not involved because you never get us gifts,
and you never give me gifts
because you never give us gifts.
That's why gifts should not be given to everyone. I mean, how many of these gifts?
I have a gift for Limits that we're really going to enjoy, Bob, and I also have a gift for you.
Good. Well, don't give me a gift. Now you're going to put
have
pressure. Don't do that.
Well, it's too late for you
we
to give me a gift. You're out the rest of the week.
I don't want any gifts, and I don't need any gifts, and.
Bob, I'm not giving with the expectation of receiving. I'm giving out of love.
All right. Well, we'll also talk about what happens next week and the week
you
after.
You know what? I'm happy today, Bob.
They may get a bye burst just because there are no competitive games that they have to play and win.
I know. It gets tiresome with the negativity.
Oh, absolutely. That's
but,
why
but,
it's
but what else
hard
is it
to...
supposed to be when you're dealing with a franchise who, as we always say, hasn't come close to winning a playoff game in a decade?
My only thing about these seasons...
Huh?
My only thing about these seasons is I like to let them kind of marinate and see how it goes before, because of the NFL of any league is the most topsy-turvy, and you can see these kinds of things
except
happening.
They're the most predictable team in the league until now.
Well, I mean, in the playoffs, yes, that's true, but I'm saying these seasons go on and these games, that's why I always talk about the entertainment value of them. I find it fascinating, and it holds your attention for the entire time.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time.
The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time, huh? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard.
Christmas time, Joe. That was the end of it.
That was it? You just cut it off in the middle. I like that. Bob, I'm in a happy mood. That makes me happy. Everything makes me happy. I like this today.
Bad time of the year to be happy.
Well, we wouldn't be very happy if one of those final plays goes over the goal line. But who cares at this point? We're happy. The callers are calling. And what else was I getting? Oh, and I have gifts here for you and Limits. I went out of my way for your gift, Bob, and I hope you appreciate it. I don't need you to reciprocate at all. Limits, I am expecting you to reciprocate with a gift for me. We'll do that in a minute. Bob has to go right around the top of the hour. We have calls. Let's go.
Let's start with legendary fan caller. What is your name?
Woo! Lightning Aussie! What a glorious day today! You couldn't ask for a better day! Well, I got to say one thing. I want Buffalo. Buffalo has to come here. And we will beat Buffalo 28-17. So let's go, Steeler Nation. They can laugh at us. They can laugh at our team. But we're going to be a threat. Merry Christmas to Steeler Nations and to all at the radio station. This is Lightning Aussie saying, woo! Merry Christmas!
Bob, do you think he should cut back on the caffeine?
Yeah, either caffeine or anything else he's taking. But no, I like that attitude. Let's go.
I love that attitude.
It's what it needs to be.
And I think he might have went to the game or gone to the game, whatever the proper grammar is there. Why not feel that way? We're all Lightning Aussie today, aren't we, Bob?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way you should feel. That was a great game. I really thought they were going to lose it only because of Detroit's desperation. But the way that, to me, the most impressive part, Joe, is the fact that for three quarters, they really limited the best offensive team in the NFL.
They beat the crap out of them on both sides of the ball.
Without some of their better players on defense. And that says a lot about their willingness, the scheme that day, how to stop the run, which is number one with that team. You got to stop their run, and boy, did they.
They smashed it. Bob, before we get to the gift giving, I'm getting very nervous here because you have to leave.
Well, take your time. You don't have to rush.
All right. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge. Now open
9 Yards.
At the Block Northway in Ross Township. You can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page and the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I need to get your quick opinions on five different topics, and I'm talking maybe 10 seconds each.
So this is not a six-pack. It's a five-pack.
It is.
Reduced it.
No more than 10 seconds, and I will. This is all you, Bob. I want to hear you on these.
Okay.
The DK Metcalf punch. And let me throw a caveat in there for you. Is it Chad Johnson now or Chad Ochocinco?
Probably it goes by either.
It's Ocho
he
Johnson.
Claims on his podcast that there was a racial slur involved and also an awful insult to Metcalf's mom. Mm-hmm. And Chad Johnson claims, I believe I'm correct on this, that Metcalf told him this. Did you read that
piece? He said that that's what he heard.
So that's the context here.
The people in Detroit, a television station, found that guy. He tells a different story. So now this is a he said, he said. But the point is, he needs to avoid it at all costs. Now, there isn't a precedent for this in the NFL, I don't think. Someone taking a swing at a fan. Is there? I don't think I've seen that.
I don't know.
So I do believe they're going to take action here, and I think he will get a suspension.
It seems to me there is, but now I can't remember. Okay, yeah, probably a one-game suspension. And at this point, I'm almost inclined to say, you know, who cares? More rest for him. And this is just shaping up so beautifully if they beat Cleveland. And I realize that would
they
be
may not
game
even have to
miss.
Be Cleveland.
Might not even have to. The TJ Watt story, which took a weird twist with the Adam Schefter tweet from the other day, Bob. Let me find that tweet so I can read it to you. This came out Saturday night and was the latest update that I've seen from anybody. And I quote, after missing two games due to a partially collapsed lung, TJ Watt's return to play remains murky and uncertain, per sources. Watt's focus has been on getting healthy from his partially collapsed lung. Returning to play is secondary and has not been his focus. Doctors will assess how he feels next week to see if there's even a chance to play in Week 17. But ideally, Watt gets more time to recover from his lung injury that resulted in him being ruled out Sunday. Thoughts?
Jerry Dulac was not in the same camp as that. He went on our pregame show yesterday, which he does on Sunday mornings, and said that he has heard that TJ Watt could return to practice this week. Not that he would play next week, but he could be at practice. In fact, might be at practice this week.
Okay.
So, I mean, to me, this is gambling. To me, I wouldn't play him unless I absolutely had to at this point. There's no value in it. And if you can't beat Cleveland without those guys, they already took on Detroit and beat them. I mean, that's a Cleveland team they should beat regardless of who's in there, I think. But then again, we learn our lessons from going 1-6 in the past seven trips there. So I don't know what to make of T.J. Watt. But Jerry
they're
said
they're 1-6 in their last seven trips to Cleveland?
I think that's right. Or 1-5 in their last six.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Well, when have they beaten them there?
I mean, they definitely lost to
last
Dorian
year
Thompson, Robinson, and Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't matter, though. Your opinion does on Watt. I don't think he's going to play again in the regular season. Maybe he would have if they needed the games, and maybe they will. Maybe they still will. I'm just curious, will we see him for the playoff opener, Bob, assuming there is one? And I'm assuming
I would assume so, right?
Okay.
At this point, that's
I mean, I don't know. I've also seen people projecting him to be out 6 to 8 weeks from that injury.
I don't know. And they're not saying much. We haven't heard much news on that.
I know people reported he's going to come back sooner than we thought. That's already passed, because sooner than we thought would have been this game, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I would have thought maybe this game would be the game, but he didn't show up at all other than for a musical Christmas they had over there in their locker room.
Just put it this way, I'm beginning to wonder if we're going to see him. That's all.
Well, you could wonder that, but I would think at some point we will see him.
I hope. And I guess the blessing in all of this.
Boy, have they played well without him.
Yeah. The blessing in all of this would be if we do see him again, it'll be a guy who's
rested.
Rested and ready. Can you imagine just showing up with Highsmith the way he's playing? TJ Watt rested and healthy for once. Cam Hayward rested and healthy for once. Usually it's such a slog to get in that final week. I mean, that would be a real blessing for them. All right, Bob. Lastly, Sidney Crosby passing Mario Lemieux for all-time points for the Penguins. Thought there.
Well, I mean, he's iconic. He's going to go down as one of the top five players of all time when it's all said and done. It's interesting to me, though, that Mario accomplished that amount of points in like 500 fewer games.
Yeah.
I mean, he did it in such a way. But that takes nothing away from Sidney Crosby. He is the ultimate hockey player in that he's always looking to get better in every aspect of his game. He's not, you wouldn't consider him a sniper by definition. He's not one of those guys. You wouldn't consider him a grinder, but he is. He's one of those guys who does everything, all the little things to add up to the big things. And so kudos to him and what he's been able to do in 20 years.
Yes, sir. I say a top five player of all time. And I also say that Mario, the better player, because he was Mario, but Sid's still top five all time.
Yep.
And Sid has the better career resume. I think all those things are true. Do you?
Well, when you count the gold medals and
the Stanley Cups.
Stanley Cups, all of it, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
And now the
what
points.
He's meant for them as one of the youngest captains ever to have that distinction, and he's just carried. And you talked about, you mentioned ambassador for the city about Mike Tomlin, things that he's earned for football. Sidney Crosby's been everything and more than you could have ever expected from a hockey player, any player.
And more was expected of him than anybody in history, yet he exceeded it. Bob, I have a gift for you. Would you come over here?
Sure.
Limits, would you come into the room for the gift giving?
Yes.
This is going to be special. I went out of my way, Bob. You can take yours back to your seat if you would. We'll have you open it on our YouTube channel. There's still time to get to the YouTube channel. Well, go to YouTube or go to 937thefan.com and simply subscribe to our YouTube channel.
I got Joe this Buffalo Bills cup here. He can
look
use
at this
with his Buffalo Bills.
A Buffalo
picture.
Bills.
This
when
is incrinculant.
When he's watching the game, now he has a Buffalo Bills cup.
I'm going to be interested to see when the Bills come to Pittsburgh if that's the matchup.
Well, I mean,
Joe's been down on the Bills the whole year.
This is. It's okay. Thank you.
There will be more, Joe.
I mean, it feels like it came from a gas station or a girl.
Well, you
but last year you went above and beyond last year.
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
Last year, my gift from Joe came out of the backseat of his car.
It was re-gifting him a moon golf jacket. Never worn, by the way.
Never worn.
Limits, why don't you take this over to a camera, would you? Can you put the camera on? Why don't you and Bob open together over there at Bob's camera?
I'm opening mine
now. All right, go open yours now. Show it to the people as you open it, Bob. I think you'll keep this for the rest of your life, at least I hope. Go ahead.
Ooh, you get a
open the bubble wrap.
KDK High School Football, Bob.
A wristband for KDK High School Football.
There's no, that's not it. There's something special. Show it, Bob.
I got to open it first.
To everybody. It's in bubble wrap because it's extra special.
Wow. A fan keychain.
Wow.
Joe,
show
thank
it,
you.
Bob.
I've been missing
Bob,
these
show
things.
It. There you go.
I've been missing these things. There we go. Joe, thank you.
There
very
you go.
Much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
I heard that Joe looked all throughout town for this.
I did.
All right, what about
they're made of
Austin?
Gold, but Austin, Bob. Pick the first one out of the hold on.
Okay.
The one in the white wrapping paper. My only concern is that this is not your size and that it might be too big. So go ahead, hold it up to the people.
Oh my gosh.
And we'll see if this fits you or if it's too big.
He got me a Kenny Pickett toddler size jersey. You know what, Joe? Now I don't feel bad about giving you the Bills cup. Look at that.
There it is. Isn't it beautiful to match the toddler hands? Plus, you're wearing an 8 jersey
I'm
anyway.
I'm wearing an Aaron Rodgers number 8 jersey now. But,
show people the front of the jersey limits.
Definitely fit, right?
Yeah. There you go. If it Bob, look at
fit?
That
Try
thing.
It. Go ahead.
Try it.
It's actually a face shield.
I think it fits.
You can put beer cans in here, and then you can drink while you don't see.
There you go, Limits. Now, that was your gag gift. And the second one is a real gift for you, because I know you like volleyball, and I actually spent money on this. For
volleyball or wiffle ball?
Well, I should have gotten him a wiffle
ball
shirt. Look at that Limitless Wonder,
this
huh?
It's nice.
It's real nice, isn't it?
A volleyball shirt.
How about that?
And I didn't get that for free. I bought it the other day at the mall, yesterday, as a matter
Look
of fact.
Look at that.
You like that?
Thank you, Joe.
Bob, how about that?
Hopefully this will put them over the top to win the Final Four next year.
It would have had a lot more meaning had they won in the Final Four, but still getting there for 5 years in a row. And
now Bob undercuts my gift. I think he's angry about the keychain.
No, I love the keychain. I think the keychain is wonderful. I don't have a keychain.
Can you hold it up again, Bob, for the people to see? Just
hold up the keychain, Bob. Thank you, Joe.
This has to be one of the most special gifts you've ever received. There it is.
Look at that.
There it is.
The fan keychain. That's what I always wanted. I went to bed last night thinking, I haven't gotten a fan keychain forever.
I love my new jersey. Isn't it nice?
Beautiful.
I'll wear this every day of my life.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Limits. Bob, I know you have to go. I hope we're not going to see each other until after When?
I'll be in next Monday if you're in next Monday.
I can't remember. If I don't see you, well, I'm definitely not going to see you till after Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you and your family.
This thing came wrapped up. Like, what was this? What exactly?
I don't know. I saw it on the back counter. It looks like a
babushka or a
I don't know what it is. It was the nearest thing that looked festive.
I hope you have a wonderful time. These are the great times with your family and friends.
You too, man.
Thank you for being a good partner here, Austin. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Same to you, Bob.
Same to all our viewers out there on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in, making us a part of your day.
Do you feel sad that Bob is leaving?
I'm very sad, yes.
So am I, especially
on a day
like this.
You guys have a lot to talk about.
Partly cloudy. High of James Pierre today, 42. A low of Calvin Austin, 19. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I know the phone lines are packed. I don't think it's crazy to envision the Steelers in the Super Bowl. I'm not predicting it, but I am predicting a playoff win. Whoever comes here in the first round is going to be in trouble. Imagine if it's the winner of Chargers-Denver. They play that last weekend of the season, maybe for the division title because the Chargers already beat them once. That will be just a battle. And then they're going to have to turn right around. And what if it's the Chargers coming across the country then to play a rested Steeler team here and maybe a almost totally healthy Steeler team? Things are shaping up nicely, Bob. 412-928-9370.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.